I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, celebrating the pro tennis career of the very recently retired Andy Roddick. But first, for more than 63 seasons, John Gilardi has coached football at St. John's University in Collegeville, Minnesota. He's most well known for leading his teams to 485 wins, which is the most for any college football head coach across all divisions. But as Minnesota Public Radio's Conrad Wilson reports, he's celebrated in some circles for his radically different approach to practice.
It's a sunny August morning, and practice is underway in Collegeville. Nearly 200 players outfitted in red and white jerseys run plays. St. John's running back Steven Johnson catches a short pass and turns to run the ball upfield, but a linebacker is right there for what looks to be a punishing tackle. The defender wraps his arms around Johnson, but the tackle never comes. No hit, no pop, no one thrown to the ground. The play just slows to a walk and ends. Head coach John Gilardi watches as this scene plays out again and again. For the most part, the 85-year-old says he likes what he's seen.
I don't like to see all those guys on the sidelines that are banged up a little bit. That's the only down thing.
That attitude has been a cornerstone of Gilardi's coaching philosophy for decades.
We make contact, but it's like I almost touch football.
Call it whatever, it's a different approach, but it works. With 30 conference championships, 4 national titles, and a record 485 wins, Gilardi's the winningest coach in all of college football. Gilardi came to Division III St. John's in 1953 from Carroll College in Helena, Montana. At 26 years old, he already had several conference titles and a decade of coaching experience under his belt.
When I first got here, we had an assistant coach who thought we should, he was an old-timer, who, you know, thought that we should, as he'd call it, hit more. And in spring football, we'd try it, and it seemed like every time we did, somebody would get hurt more than we'd like.
Gilardi agonized during games in which key injured players could have made the difference. He says by the late 1950s, the team had moved completely away from tackles and full contact practices, a far cry from hard-hitting drills still common elsewhere today.
No, you got to understand, I'm going against all the philosophy of the current of that time football. They thought I was nuts. The only thing that saved me is that we were winning. Otherwise, you're so different than anybody that you couldn't explain unless you won.
Decades later, Gilardi's approach has influenced some of Minnesota's football greats. Mike Grant is head football coach at Eden Prairie, a suburb of Minneapolis. He's also the son of Hall of Fame Vikings head coach Bud Grant. With a coaching philosophy similar to Gilardi's, Grant's won 7 high school state football championships since he took over in 1992. Grant says the contact-driven practices that typically come with the old-school military-style coaching are inefficient.
You aren't a better team because of it. Second is you get people hurt in it so that your best players aren't playing in the game, which, you know, it's kind of a fundamental thing. You want your best players to play. But not all coaches think that. There's a lot of coaches' philosophies on Friday or Saturday, the survivors play in the game. You know, John and I think our best players got to play because you win with the best players.
Grant was a St. John's tight end and kicker during the mid to late 1970s. He came back as a member of the coaching staff during the late 1980s. Grant says part of the high school game is learning, so his coaching staff teaches tackling, but they use foam pads and don't run full hitting drills.
I'm not sure that hitting teaches it better because, I mean, when you're hitting, kids aren't necessarily focusing and doing things the right way. We also are really concerned to not have kids have long-lasting physical problems.
Chief among those concerns is head injury. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, from 2001 to 2009, emergency department visits for sports-related concussions and traumatic brain injuries among children and adolescents increased 62%. Kevin Guskowitz studies sports-related brain injuries at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. He says it's critical for athletes to think about life after sports and about avoiding CTE, a disease that causes depression and symptoms similar to early Alzheimer's. According to Guskowitz, Gilardi's approach to limiting contact during practice is genius.
So then the argument, I think, is if you're not working on these techniques and skills in practice, but asking the athlete to do it on Saturday in a game, then are they potentially predisposed to injury? And I think that he's sort of shot that theory down.
Pro Right 92Z Reed, ready?
Football players new to Gilardi's team say practices are different than what they've been used to.
A lot different from high school. It's a lot shorter, no contact. It's safer. There's not as many trauma injuries during practice. So,
St. John's freshman Eric Rotai was recruited to play running back. He's sitting out practice because an old stress fracture started acting up. Rotai says he hit during high school practices, but at St. John's, hits and tackles are a rare sight.
I remember one day, John, a couple guys got tackled because getting a little frustrated, so they started hitting a little harder, and John kind of looked at us like, I don't know why you guys need to feel the need to tackle each other. I mean, you're all on the same team. You're running plays how you're supposed to. Let up. You can still practice well and let up when you're about to hit.
Back in his office, Gilardi says there'll always be skeptics, those who say the survivors are the ones who get to play on game day. But Gilardi brushes them aside.
We can't worry about them. When you're one of the first ones to do something, you're ridiculed, then you better win. Otherwise, you're not going to get a chance to do it very long. Fortunately, we won.
It's impossible to know how many injuries Gilardi's approach has prevented, but it's easy to notice his team's titles and his status as college football's all-time winningest coach. For Only a Game, I'm Conrad Wilson in Collegeville, Minnesota.